This week marks the unofficial start of summer, and that means summertime TV. But the television season isn't what it used to be over the summertime. Gone are the days with the old stale summer reruns and throwaway shows. Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic, and Eric, it sounds like the TV execs are taking summer seriously. What are they doing?
They really have been taking the summer more seriously for several years now, partially because cable was able to show that there's a huge audience that's freed up once the networks go out of their regular season, and they took advantage of that. And then the networks realized they had to offer their own programming to counter the fact that cable would step up during summer. So we're really getting to the point where we have a year-round slate of programming, new shows coming on the networks and on cable that are really quite interesting and could air at any time.
Okay, let's start with NBC's Aquarius. This, in fact, debuts tonight, has David Duchovny in the lead. He's playing a cop in the 1970s who's looking for Charles Manson, the mass murderer. Is this a standard drama?
No, it's not. It's a period piece, obviously, and it's a piece where we sort of know the outcome, right? I mean, we know what happened to Charles Manson. We know what he did.
Still behind bars.
But this is also a show that's about the dark side of the 60s, and it's a way to sort of re-examine sort of the dark side of the flower child phenomenon, the dark side of hippiedom, and how police officers had to learn new tactics of dealing with people and new ways to recognize people's rights as they became a modern police force. And I think we even have a clip that relates to that.
Yeah, let's go to that now.
Got to read him his rights.
What?
That new, that Miranda thing.
Miranda? Who?
Hey, you gotta do it.
You, dirtbag, have the right to a button you don't deserve, or I'll kick your teeth in. How's that? Is that?
Seriously?
I can't remember it exactly.
You know it?
Do you?
We even know it, Eric. They don't.
Exactly. So David Duchovny is playing this very sort of straight-laced older cop who just wants to sort of kick people's butts. And he has to team with a younger cop who's used to going undercover and pretending to be part of the flower child generation. And in between their two techniques, we wind up with an effort to find Charles Manson as he's recruiting people for his cult. So it's a pretty interesting show.
Eric, another summertime staple has become the reality series, and there are a couple of new feel-good reality shows premiering, one of them called Knock Knock, where unsuspecting people will get a knock on the door and a chance to win a cash prize, assuming they answer the door in the first place, I guess. But there's a favorite of yours as well that's returning, and this is Lifetime's Hoarders. I understand they're introducing a new live element to the show, which should be an interesting twist. Tell us about it.
Exactly. Hoarders is an unscripted show that aired for a while and went away, and now Lifetime is bringing it back. And they've added an element where they're going to have the families of people who hoard come to them and try to convince them to get professional help. And what I've always liked about Hoarders is that it's a show that talks about how hoarding can be the symptom of larger mental issues. And they bring in qualified people to talk with the folks and help them to see the mental issues that may have led to what they're doing in the hoarding. Now we have this element where the family members come in and we see the pain that the hoarding has caused the family. And if it's handled right and it's not too exploitive, I think it can be a great way of rebooting the show and adding to its compelling qualities.
So you mean it's an actual family intervention?
Exactly. They'll bring in family members to talk to the person about what they've been doing and urge them to seek professional help.
So, Eric, we always hear about big summertime blockbusters in the theaters, but how about movies on the small screen?
Well, yeah. So HBO has a great movie called Nightingale, starring David Oyelowo, who we saw in Selma playing Martin Luther King Jr. And in this movie, he's playing a military veteran who's struggling with serious mental issues. And what's amazing about this movie is that it's a one-man show. He is commanding the screen for the entire time, and you see his sort of slow descent into his own illness. And I think we have a clip of that as well.
That's right, mother. Smoking in the house. I'm sorry, it's not even 5 o'clock yet, mother. I'm breaking all the rules. Look, I'm not even dressed yet. And the police haven't come to arrest me. Turns out there's not a law that says you have to get up every morning at 7 o'clock. put on your clothes and your makeup and your costume jewelry. Whoever would have guessed that? It is my day off and I'm trying to relax.
So it would be no surprise to learn that his mother isn't actually there. But when you find out why she's not there and how that has contributed to his mental state, it even adds more drama to the movie. I would be incredibly surprised if he's not nominated for an Emmy for this performance.
Fascinating. Watching, sounds like, for the summertime. Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic. Nice to talk to you. Thanks.
Always a pleasure.